Hello, lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcast every day from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Supreme Master Television programs can be viewed on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For global viewing, please visit us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, 30 days of events celebrating peace take place around the globe. In humanitarian news, Australia supplies emergency medical services to Nepal, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. In solar energy news, scientists in Israel have discovered new reflective solar panels which increase effectiveness by 1,000 times. In cultural news, Iranian women enjoy visiting beautiful places and learning about the importance of tourism. In human rights news, the United Nations moves to protect the rights of indigenous people. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive channel.
Today in history, October 2nd, World Farm Animals Day was created in 1983. This day was chosen to coincide with the birthday of the great spiritual leader and committed vegetarian, Mohandas Gandhi. He said, "The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated." World Farm Animals Day is a day to remember the animals on factory farms and to encourage people to turn to vegetarianism and allow the animals their God-given free lives. Today, we remember the great advocate for animals, Mahatma Gandhi, and celebrate World Farm Animals Day. May God bless all animals with safety and freedom.
China pledges support to Myanmar. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao stated in a phone call with Japanese Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda on Friday that China is doing her best to help the situation in Myanmar. Japan, on her part, has also decided to seek an alternative to sanctions and expressed hope that democracy would come soon to Myanmar. Thank you and God bless China and Japan for your efforts to bring resolution through peaceful and constructive means. May the gentle people of Myanmar be blessed with dignity, love, and well-being.
Lian News, South Korean President calls for peace at inter-Korean summit. On Monday, the President of South Korea, No Moo-hyun, stated that peace was the top priority in the upcoming inter-Korean summit. He said that peace must first be secured in order to talk about co-prosperity and unification. Today, President Ngo travels to Pyongyang to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. This summit marks the second inter-Korean summit since 2000. Thank you, President No Moo-hyun, for your call for peace first. May the inter-Korean summit be blessed by heaven with the fruitful outcome of long-lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Fly-in news. Iran offers to help U.S. in stabilization of Iraq. According to local media reports on Monday, Iran's top security official, Ali Larijani, said that if the United States sets a timetable for her troops to withdraw from Iraq, Iran stands ready to assist the U.S. in Iraq's stabilization. Mr. Larijani also said that he appreciated the U.S. Democratic Party's call for a timetable and the British government's troop withdrawal policy from Iraq. Thank you, all parties who are concerned for security in Iraq. May the Iraqi people soon enjoy the lasting peace and happiness.
Lion News, President of Bosnian Serb Republic will be fondly remembered. A three-day mourning period was held in honor of the President of the Bosnian Serb Republic, Milan Jelic, who passed away this Sunday. Milan Jelic was the President of the Republika Srpska, one of the two mini-states of Bosnia. The vice president of the other Bosnian mini-state, Mirsad Cabo, sent condolences and said Mr. Jelic was a good man and politician. Serbian President Boris Tadic sent his sympathies as well and said Mr. Jelic was a good president and a true friend of Serbia. We send our condolences to Milan Jelic's family and to the people of the Bosnian Serb Republic. May Milan Jelic rest in peace and heaven's loving embrace.
Fly-in news. Nelson Mandela sends elder statesmen to Darfur on peace mission. The elders, an influential and respected group of former world leaders and activists organized by Nelson Mandela, arrived in Darfur on Sunday to offer support for the peace process. Organized by former South African President Nelson Mandela, the elders include South African Archbishop and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Desmond Tutu, former U.S. President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Jimmy Carter, Mozambican social activist and wife of Mr. Mandela, Graca Machel, and former United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi. Archbishop Tutu said, "We have come here to Sudan because we want to listen to the voices of those who have not been heard and want to explore ways that we can lend our own voices to peace. Thank you all involved in the peace process, and may God's blessings be with the elders on their noble mission to bring peace and stability to Darfur."
In news, United States to donate $750 million to tribal areas in Pakistan. The United States has pledged $750 million U.S. dollars in developmental assistance to Pakistan to aid remote tribal areas. $105 million U.S. dollars will be donated this year, with the total donation being made over the next 5 years. The donation will fund programs in public health, water supply and sanitation, education, and business development, among others. Thank you, and God bless the United States for this generous aid. May your kind assistance bring more comfort and harmony to the Pakistan people.
Fly-in news. Cuba and Spain renew relations. Cuba and Spain made great strides towards friendly relations on Saturday by signing a broad agreement to resume cooperation between the two countries. The new bilateral agreement increases mutual activity and support for business, the environment, and other areas. Thank you, Spain and Cuba, for working together in a spirit of mutual aid, and congratulations on your cordial relations. All the best for a thriving and happy future for both nations.
Fly-in news. Seven European countries coordinate efforts to stop drug trafficking. Ministers from Portugal, Spain, France, Britain, Ireland, Italy, and the Netherlands signed an accord on Sunday for the Maritime Drug Agency to prevent drugs from entering Europe. It is called the Maritime Analysis and Operations Center Narcotics, MAOCN. Portuguese Justice Minister Alberto Costa said, "To fight drug trafficking effectively, we have to make joint efforts, gather information, and use sophisticated naval methods." Thank you, governments of all countries involved, for protecting the health and well-being of Europeans by working together to keep drugs out of their lives. May God bless your coordinated efforts.
Fly-in news. U.S. government contributes $110.7 million U.S. dollars to the World Food Program. 11 countries will receive assistance from the U.S. government through this funding. $50 million is sponsoring emergency and recovery programs in Sudan, with the remaining funds going to Uganda, Somalia, and 8 other countries. Thank you, and God bless the U.S. and the World Food Program for your generous and kind support to our brothers and sisters around the world. May God bless these nations with peace, comfort, and contentment for all.
Fly-in news. Indian Railways plans wind power venture. Indian Railways is planning a project to generate electricity through wind power. The railway owns large tracts of unused land that would be perfect for wind farms. The Indian government sees tremendous growth potential in wind energy and is offering tax incentives for wind power development. Thank you, India Railways, for your venture into a more earth-friendly energy source. may the sustainable power produced benefit the lives of the Indian people.
Flyin News. Meditation alleviates pain from arthritis. Researchers have reported that practicing meditation for 6 months relieves pain and other problems associated with rheumatoid arthritis. The results of the study were published in the journal Arthritis Care and Research and indicated that meditation is a safe and effective technique that can be offered alongside traditional treatments. Thank you to all researchers who participated in this study on meditation. May their findings help people lead a joyous and healthy life.
Flyin News. China celebrates 58th founding anniversary in Tiananmen Square. More than 100,000 people gathered in the square at dawn on Monday to view the national flag-raising ceremony amidst the color of 400,000 pots of flowers. Congratulations, China, for all the accomplishments that bring this proud celebration of National Day. May all people in China be blessed with ever more happiness and peace.
Flyin News. Schools in India and 14 other countries participate in Animal Action Week. Organized by the International Fund for Animal Welfare and the Wildlife Trust of India, this year's Animal Action Week is expected to include the participation of nearly 2 million children from across the globe. In India alone, 150 schools in Delhi and 1,300 schools from other parts of the country will participate. Organizers hope that the event will raise children's awareness on issues such as wildlife emergency situations and the role people can play in helping animals. Thank you and God bless Wildlife Trust of India and International Fund for Animal Welfare for organizing this special event. May all children who join the activities this week have a fun and illuminating time in learning more about our beautiful animal friends.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from China, our association members went to the Shanxi province of China to present the Shining World Invention Hero Award on behalf of Supreme Master Qinghai to Mr. Ma Yanqun.
Mr. Ma, a farmer living in Mishi County, northern Shanxi, uses discarded bottles to make a solar-powered water heater. 20 families in Xixiao Village have use of this invention, which Mr. Ma named Aquarium Solar Water Heater. The motivation for Mr. Ma's low-cost, environmentally friendly heater was to supply his mother with hot water for bathing. Now, Mr. Ma teaches other people to make this affordable and natural heating device and hopes to provide for free wherever there is a need.
Mr. Ma was very happy upon receiving the crystal plaque and grant that Supreme Master Qinghai awarded him. He indicated his wish to further improve his heater so that more people could benefit from it. Thank you and heaven bless Mr. Ma Yanqun for your wonderful environmentally friendly invention and your good intention to serve others.
In Peace News, 30 days of peace events take place around the globe. From September 11th to October 10th, 2007, a global networking initiative known as 30 Days of Peace is devoted to international peacemaking efforts during this period. September 11th marks the 101st anniversary of the founding of the nonviolent movement by Mahatma Gandhi, whereas October 10th marks the birthday of the late journalist and musician Daniel Pearl, a champion of intercultural understanding. Worldwide activities to promote peace during these 30 days include the 6th annual Daniel Pearl World Music Days on October 1st to the 15th. We pray that this year's 30 Days of Peace will be a harbinger for 365 days of peace on Earth. May God bless our planet with greater harmony and compassion. Coming up on Noteworthy News, new solar energy discovered by Israeli scientists. We're going out to admire God's magnificent creation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, and welcome back to Noteworthy News. Positive news for a better world. I'm Mooey the Cow with a household tip for you today. If you have any decanters or narrow neck vases that you find hard to remove inside marks from, put a handful of rice and a warm water detergent solution inside the decanter or vase and swirl around. This will remove any marks that are hard to reach and leave them clean and sparkling. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. Australia supplies relief items and emergency medical services to flood-affected communities in Bangladesh, Nepal, and Pakistan. Support includes the provision of mobile health facilities, essential medicines, utensils, hygiene kits, water purifying tablets, and equipment for building temporary shelters. Assistance will be given for the restoration of village infrastructure and in re-establishing livelihoods. This brings Australia's total contribution to flood-affected communities in South Asia to $8.3 million. Thank you, and God bless Australia for your generous heart and assistance in time of need. Heaven bless the affected people in Bangladesh, Nepal, and Pakistan for a quick recovery to their normal lives.
In solar energy news, Israeli scientists have found a new way to increase the production of solar power. This is achieved by replacing standard solar cells with new reflective ones that magnify the sun's energy. The head of the National Center for Solar Energy, Professor David Feynman, said that the light is gathered by using inexpensive glass mirrors that are curved in a special way. He continued, "In this way, you concentrate the light 1,000 times and you can get 1,000 times more power out of a small cell." A prototype of this solar energy system, which can produce 10% of Israel's electricity, already exists in the country's Negev desert. What wonderful news! Thank you, Professor Feynman, and the Israeli team of scientists that are working on this amazing discovery. God's blessings to you and all the people who will benefit from this form of solar power. Coming up, women's achievements in tourism are celebrated in Iran. We are going out to take a deep breath of fresh air. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In cultural news, Iran conducts tours for women. Iran joined the international community in celebrating World Tourism Day with the theme Tourism Opens Doors for Women. The event was organized for women in the holy month of Ramadan. This year's World Tourism Day was an occasion to celebrate women's achievements in the tourism sector. Thank you all women who took part in World Tourism Day. May Allah bless all those who visit the beautiful places of the world with peace and love in their hearts.
In human rights news, the United Nations moves to protect the rights of indigenous peoples. The United Nations General Assembly passed a declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples with support from 143 countries. The declaration protects human rights of indigenous people and their land and resources. There are approximately 370 million indigenous peoples on Earth, including Aboriginals from Australia, the Bushmen of Botswana, and the Innu tribe in Canada. Thank you, the United Nations, and God bless you for protecting the rights of all people. May heaven bless the indigenous peoples to live in joy and peace.
Now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
One day, you know, like maybe in the future, people are fed up with plane crash and accident in the air and all that, you know, because of human failure, you know, human mistakes. So they decided to make all automatic mechanics, electronic plane, you know, so that no human error ever can creep in and make a plane crash or accident like that. So the first one is already invented and ready to fly. On the first day, the flying, all the passengers already board the plane and they hear over the microphone system beautiful voice telling them that welcome to the first plane ever, all electronic, automatic, and no man control ever plane. And like this, I want you to kick back and relax and feel safe in your seat, because nothing can ever go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Love this show, and I love potato cakes.
Thank you, sweet viewer, for your enthusiastic heartline. We are glad you enjoyed the vegetarian cooking show. With God's blessings, always.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
You can find us around the world, any time of day, any day of the year, at suprememastertv.com.
Thank you, loyal viewers. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May God's light fill all your days.